are now watching the College Baseball Insider Show.
It's behind it. This is hammered. Left field, and we are tied. Wow.
Now, here are your hosts, giving you an inside look into the top matchups.
What is up? Back by popular demand. I'm joined once again by Kevin Bohannon of hogbeat.com. That's H-A-W-G-beat.com. I hope you listened last week as we did an in-depth preview of the Arkansas-LSU series because my man over here absolutely nailed Jay Johnson's chess playing of Luke Holman going game two, and it still didn't work out for him. How about them Hogs, K-Bo?
Man, we're texting back and forth throughout the weekend, and we get to Saturday, and I'm like, we're gonna sweep LSU. And, I mean, you go through the thought process of, okay, how is this going to work? So Brady Tigert has his worst game of the year, and bullpen picks him up. The bullpen was absolutely phenomenal. Those young guys came in, and, of course, Will McIntyre, midseason All-American first team by Perfect Game, by the way. Perfect Game released their midseason report, D1's midseason report. We got projections. We got all kinds of stuff to talk about. So, you know, Will McIntyre in the game against Arkansas State on Tuesday, the SEC Network, Brett Dolan, Troy Eklund are interviewing him. And he worked with Kevin Copps in the offseason a little bit. And it's really shown, somebody who really takes care of his body, older guy, that just knows how to pitch. And it's a guy that came out of Bryant who was 84, 86, didn't have the fastball to compete with a lot of these flamethrowers these days. He learned how to get people out, and that's the name of the game, especially when you're pitching. Do not put runners on, for no free passes, and get people out. That's all you got to do. So while it's not going to get him to the major league anytime soon, it's going to give Arkansas a chance to win a national championship. At the end of the day, that's all Hog fans want. That's all the team. That's all Coach Van Horn and his staff wants.
Yeah, I actually talked to Will McIntyre's dad at the college baseball series there in Arlington. Yep. And he told me, I didn't realize this, Will actually has another year of eligibility left.
If he does.
To take it. That is insane. I feel like he's going to be 40 years old, raising kids, still pitching for the Hogs. But I'll take him, man. He's been the glue guy of our bullpen. I love the fact that he's working with Kevin Copps. And, you know, if he can just do 50% of what Kevin Copps did the year he won the Golden Spikes, I feel like Arkansas is going to be far and away the best team in the country. And once again, they kind of proved that. Ouch. Kevin Bitter says, can he catch pop flies in foul territory? Nobody can in Omaha. That's plagued us for a while.
The foul territories are huge. That's Major League Park. I mean, professional park.
Happy Wednesday, Sean. Thank you for watching. Got to get you down here to – this is my a buddy of mine that lives out in Las Vegas. He's a really good horse handicapper. Does a lot with Santa Anita and Churchill Downs, stuff like that. So we got to get him down to Oakland. But anyways, LSU is in the bag. Let's move on. We've got a good series with Ole Miss this year or this weekend. They're not very good this year. But what have you seen from the Rebs so far?
Inconsistency. I mean, that's been the biggest thing so far. And, you know, Mike Bianco, the year they won it, and we were talking about this off air 2 years ago, they were one of the last teams in and shouldn't have even been there, in my opinion. So they got hot. I've had a couple of guys that have gone down there and played. Jack Doherty was the last year in the Twins organization, top 10 round pick. He started against Oklahoma in the finals, in the final game that Ole Miss clinched that year. So they've had a lot of good talent come through there, but they've had a lot of talent leave, especially in this past season. And they don't have the reserves to plug in right now. So, you know, you look at their lineup, you know, they're hitting 278 as a team, 45 home runs. So they can hit a little bit, but their pitching staff is terrible. 5.62 ERA. Riley Maddux, who's, you know, the only one that would qualify really for a earned run title right now, 4.02 ERA. Their guys are just all over the board. They've thrown about 20 different guys this year trying to figure out who can do what. excuse me, JT Quinn is a name Arkansas Razorback fans will recognize. Quinn's been there for the last 3 years. He's had a bad season. Three starts, 6.75 ERA, 14 strikeouts, 10 walks, and 9 innings pitched. So the guys that have thrown over 25 innings, the numbers are very inflated. Gunnar Dennis hasn't figured it out. He thought D1 baseball, a lot of media outlets thought that Dennis was going to be the guy that could come in and be that reliable weekend starter. He hasn't to this point. 8.68 ERA over 28 innings pitched. So what does that mean for Arkansas this weekend? Arkansas will win the series, but Ole Miss always plays Arkansas tough. I don't care what the records are. It's going to be a packed house. Weather's going to be nice for the most part. Friday night could get kind of cool. But stuff always happens with Ole Miss, and I hate to say that, but it does. But I feel right now that this team, the Arkansas Razorbacks, they're on a mission. And when I say mission, you look, yes, the pitchers have gotten some accolades. Will McIntyre, Hagan Smith, and then Gabe Gackel, Colin Fisher on perfect games, midseason All-American freshman team. But the offense doesn't have anybody that's just going to jump off the page at you and say superstar. Now, there's some guys that can play at a high level. We'll be drafted top four rounds. But it's a team effort. And that's the teams that by the end of the season you look up and like, they don't have anybody jumping off the page offensive at you, but they're going to beat you because they can hold you down, they don't give up freebies, and they can score just enough to beat you. And that's what happened last week against LSU. Scores were close. You got the big hits, Stovall three-run bomb, or Diggs three-run bomb, Stovall two-run bomb on Saturday. And that's how this Arkansas team has positioned themselves to be the number one seed going into the postseason and to be the best team in the nation right now because it's a team sport.
Yeah, I mean, looking at the stats, you've got weighted runs created plus we're both at 113. They've got a slight advantage in home runs with 45 to our 39. OPS is 889 to 882. And then we've got a better batting average at 283 compared to 279. But the pitching is the one that jumps off the page. I've got them at 573 ERA, 353 Sierra compared to our 198 Sierra, 259 ERA.
Yeah,
I feel like far and away, I mean, if we can limit the long ball from like Andrew Fisher, Jackson Ross, Ethan Leach, I don't know how you say it, but yeah, it's not as daunting of a lineup as LSU just had between Jared Jones and Hayden Travinsky, Tommy Watt, those guys. We kept them pretty much at bay, I feel like. Although Tommy Watt did give us a scare there, I felt like he was going to give – LSU the lead there in the end, and then fortunately enough for us, it went foul.
Yeah, but the baseball gods are there, and so Tommy White, I've gone on record as saying he's a professional softball, future professional softball player. That's show you how good of a hitter he is. He's going to go in the first round without a position. That doesn't happen every year in the Major League Baseball draft. You have to have a position attached to you. You can't just say I'm going to go hit. Well, he's going to go hit. He's going to be a DH, first baseman. They have him out of position at third base, but they had Trey Morgan the last 2 years, and they weren't going to move Trey Morgan off because he was one of the best defensive first basemen, not only in the SEC but in the country last year. Plus, he could swing it a little bit from the left side. So, you know, Tommy White, there's going to be some more hitters this year, but not as feared as him because the ball he hit out off of Hagan Smith was a good pitch. It wasn't a great pitch, but it was a good pitch. He picked it off of his shoe tops. Not only did he pick it off his shoe tops, he picked it off his left shoe top and kept it fair. If you go back and look at the swing, he never rolled his wrist. He just stayed inside the ball, dropped the bat head, and got it out of there. That's professional hitting 101 right there. If you can do something like that and keep the ball fair and not hook it, you got a bright future ahead of you. So, but Arkansas has those guys that are coming around. Nolan Souza hit a 459-foot grand slam against Arkansas State as part of a 9-run turning on Tuesday night. So Arkansas can hit the long ball. They're starting to be more proficient at it, and they're taking their walks. Going into last night, they had 179 strikeouts on the year. They also had 179 walks or hit by pitches. And that's, you don't see that very often. If you're leading the league in those type of categories, you're having really good at bats.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing I noticed there, sitting and watching the game. We just figure out a way to get on base, and when you get on base, good things can happen. We've got a couple of confirmed pitching matchups. Riley Maddux is going to go Thursday against Hagen Smith. Just quick stat line, 4.02. You said it earlier, Maddux's ERA, 3.53 Sierra, 1.54 for Hagen Smith, and 0.25 Sierra. I feel like Thursday night should be pretty open and closed. We've got a 70% win probability for the Razorbacks, which should equate to about a minus 170, 180. Money line favorite, I feel like it's going to be the Hogs. Then you've got Mason Molina against Liam Doyle. Brady Tigert slotted again for that game three slate. We don't know who Ole Miss is going to pitch in game three. I'm assuming it's, you know, either going to be Grayson Saunier or JT Quinn, somebody like that. But
yeah,
I mean, top to bottom, Hogs have the pitching advantage. The tightest game our projections have is actually game two, Mason Molina against Liam Doyle. A 6.04 ERA, but he's got a 1.61 Sierra. So when you look under the hood, he's actually not performed as well as his pitching would say. So
yeah, yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, in looking at some of his splits and everything, you know, 38 strikeouts, 9 walks over 22 innings pitched. So he's striking out 1.5 batters per, a little over 1.5 batters per inning. So I'm there with you on that being, you know, 232 average against. That's big. So he stays in the zone. No wild pitches this year. He's hit 3. So yeah, that always Saturday, the middle game, and I call it the Saturday game most times because even though this is the third week that Razorbacks have played Thursday through Saturday, the second game always kind of worries me a little bit. So I like Mason Molina in that spot, though, man. I really do. I really like him in that spot.
I think
do.
He's on a
chance.
Kevin, you're absolutely right. That was bad math on the fly there. 70% win probability is going to be an implied probability of about minus 230, 233. So I feel like the odds are probably going to be around there. I feel like anytime you're getting Hagen Smith, no, you said sorry to be that guy. No, I appreciate it.
Be that guy, Kevin.
I'm on air right now. I need the help. I mean, at what price would you not lay it on Arkansas? How confident are you that Hagen Smith gets Thursday night win?
What price? That's a tricky question. It would have to be something ridiculous. There's so much confidence that he has right now. The problem in the past, and we didn't see this last weekend because we thought it was going to be a laydown. Well, because they went Johnny Holstaff and bullpen for that Thursday game. They don't, you know, Riley Maddux has been kind of their ace so far, but Saunier actually pitched for our prospects organization for a couple of tournaments back in the past, and dude's got good stuff if he's in the zone. So. But yeah, I like those 70% odds for Hagen on Thursday.
DK, I didn't realize the lines were up for tomorrow. Arkansas minus 375. Golly, that's hot.
Yeah, that's really high.
Maybe Sean said, is our 40-1 Duke future still decent? I like Duke. I think with Jonathan Santucci going, that may be a parlay piece. If you could get a little Thursday, Friday action. Really, the only other Thursday series, I believe, is Vanderbilt versus LSU. LSU's out to minus 160 right now. So I think Luke Holman is going to go for LSU. That should be good. A low-scoring game. I think
4-2, 3-2, somewhere.
Bryce Cunningham has been doing really well as that Friday night guy for Vanderbilt.
He was SEC pitcher of the week 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, he's got 2.87 ERA, 1.93 Sierra, but you've got Luke Holman there on the other side. And LSU, I feel like, is going to be desperate for a win. So I really like LSU to bounce back, get a series win over Vandy this year. I'm not completely sold on the Commodores. I feel like a lot of their attribution to being ranked so high is just because of Tim Corbin. It's kind of like
there's a lot of hollow effect there. There's a lot of Tim Corbin, as like you said, Tim Corbin is a great baseball mind. And I've had the privilege of sitting and talking with him at a convention before for about 20 minutes, just talking ball. He is very, very – he'll forget more baseball than I'll ever know. So, I think they're a little inflated right now. And they've been winning wild games, just stuff that Vanderbilt hasn't really done in the past. You think of Vanderbilt, you think of Kumar Rocker, Jack Leiter, David Price, you know, going back through the years, Walker Buehler, all the stud arms that they've had. This year it's just, okay, we're going to try to outscore you, and if not, we'll get you in the end anyway.
You could parlay LSU and Arkansas for plus 105 on DraftKings. So that may be the play if you want a Thursday night sweat. Okay, so series prediction. You think Arkansas sweeps, or do you think Ole Miss gets one?
Man, to sweep – three out of your first four is that would be next level stuff. That puts you on pace for about a 23-24 win pace. That's unheard of in the SEC. It's been done before. 19 Vanderbilt Commodores did it. Arkansas won 22, 2021. So I still think Ole Miss sneaks one in this weekend. Arkansas has been playing really well, so they're due for a letdown game. They haven't been doing it in the midweek. Of course, the midweek competition, you got some in-state schools that have been coming in. So I do think, you know, Ole Miss does sneak one in this weekend. But a sweep wouldn't surprise me, but I wouldn't put money on it.
Talking about midweeks, Ole Miss coming off a loss at Memphis 9-4 midweek.
Yeah.
Just that's a bad loss. You get swept by Kentucky, you're getting outscored like 40-5, I feel like. Kentucky just really put it on them. And I don't feel like Kentucky's that great. I feel like
they're a veteran team. They've got guys that have been there for a while. They got some transfers in that have been playing for 3 or 4 years. So it's an older team. And Coach Mangione recruited, you know, some of our guys that have played for me in the past, and the type of program they run up there is – on level with a lot of the down south teams. You know, Kentucky is considered a northern team, Midwest, but they run a good SEC program down there. Now, is it on par with, you know, some of the three past national champions? No, but they have facilities that can match anybody else in the nation. And Coach Minge gets a lot out of his team. They're doing it again this year. Can they do it for a full season has been my only question, because they've had hot starts like this in the past to where they'll jump out 7-2, 8-1, and then win in 17, 16 games in conference. They'll have a fall off. So I think Arkansas, while they are tied with them right now, is light years ahead of where Kentucky is as a team right now.
So in a perfect world, we win every SEC series. We probably don't drop out of the number one spot. How big of an issue is it for you going into the postseason with the looming fact that not since 1999, Miami was the last number one overall seed to win it all?
Yeah, and it's been brought up every year. That 25th anniversary this year, so what a better way to break it. I've been out of high school 25 years, so I think it's a great year to break it. That's a mindset thing right there. There's been some great number one teams that have – come through, and just you have to have a degree of luck in this, and you know that just as well as I do. You have to stay healthy. You have the depth. That's you mark that off the list right now. Health has been there so far. Depth is there. You're gonna have to have the ball bounce your way a couple of times, and not to say, you know, the 2016 team that had the rally possum run on the field at LSU that year, and Arkansas went on to lose umpteen of their last games and first losing season for Coach Van Horn. You're going to have some of those things not on that scale break your way to win a national title. But I like it. I think they'll embrace it, honestly.
Yeah, I think back of last year, Wake Forest just looked like there was no way they were going to lose with the pitching staff they had. The bats were hot. And then Tommy White happened in extra innings. Who would have, you know – who would have known
that heard, you know, would
go you on know. And win it all? Because, you know, I just didn't think that they had the arms in the bullpen, but they proved me wrong. So, all right. guys, I appreciate your comments and tuning in. This is kind of something in the world of Arkansas where Eric Musselman's probably leaving to go to USC. Hunter Yurecek, our athletic director, comes out and says that, you know, our football team needs to get back to 7-5, 8-4, really just setting the bar very low in the other sports, but thank God for baseball. That's all I have to say, Kevin.
Absolutely, yeah. I went on my Drive Time segment yesterday, and I sent Double R the agenda, and I sent it to him every week. Okay, this is what I have to talk about, and this I want to go over. And at the bottom of it, I said, and no basketball, with a smile, you know, face emoji. Knowing good and well, look, that's the news of the day. It's their job to talk about the news of the day, the hot topics. It's a caller-driven show. It's going to happen, but can we just please talk about baseball and enjoy the run that this team is on right now? Because, yeah, we can say it doesn't happen every year. Arkansas has been very fortunate since 2017 that they're always in the conversation of a national title, with this year feeling like it's going to be their year if everything keeps staying the way it is.
Yep, I completely agree. That's why we're doing this little Arkansas Insiders version. This is really all Arkansans have to talk about. They want baseball content. They want to be able to put everything else in the rear view and focus on the number one team in college baseball. And that happens to be our home team. So we'll continue to bring it to you as long as we can.
That's right.
Good series this weekend. First Ole Miss. I enjoyed recapping it with you. You have anything else to close them out?
No, if you're in Fayetteville this weekend, you see me, come up, say hi. You get to meet some listeners out there. We'll be up there for Friday and Saturday. I get to see some Northwest Arkansas Naturals baseball. Caden Wallace is back with the Naturals again this year, so he'll be in Northwest Arkansas if you can get out to see them. Military Appreciation Day on Saturday. Thanks to all the vets, they're going to have fireworks and a lot of good giveaways at Walker this weekend.
That sounds good, y'all. Go follow Kevin Bohannon, KBO Baseball Guru, on Twitter. You can check out his stuff on hogbeat.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow night for the Week 8 preview show with Quentin and Smitty.